Today on Real Life Radio.
Offering your body as a holy instrument to God. Did you know that? Our bodies are to be used by God as a holy instrument. This is fun. You raise your kids and you tell them, your body belongs to God. You've been bought with a price. So glorify God in your body.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Did you know that epidemics are not always physical in nature? The most widespread epidemic that has taken over the world is not found in a lab. It's found in the disparity of the soul. Loneliness has swept the earth. People are overcome with despair more than ever before. Our heart longs for relationships, but many times we look for it in all the wrong places. There's really only one thing that can satisfy the soul, and that's having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and to meet with Him on a daily basis. Now, whether you're alone in your room or in a crowded coffee shop with your phone, your laptop, and latte, you really can find comfort and peace through God's Word and with Pastor Jack's devotions. New devotions written by Pastor Jack are uploaded on a weekly basis, but previous devotions are right there for you to check out at jackhibbs.com. Easy to find at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called 1 Corinthians with a message titled Run Christian Run, Part 2. 1 Corinthians, of course, was written by the Apostle Paul to the Church of God in Corinth, and it teaches us what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. You see, in part one, we learned that to be a follower of Jesus Christ is to have our eyes wide open, running from this world and its influence by running towards God. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that we're to run towards God and away from temptation. You see, giving in to temptation brings us to a point of isolation, guilt, and shame when God always promised to walk us through life's hardships and pain. Now, in his message called Run Christian Run, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Verses 11 to 12, run with your heart fully engaged, preparing your heart for the end. This is good news. What do you mean for the end? He says verses 11 to 12, now all these things happened factually, for real, actually happened to them as examples. The word we get is types. What happened to them actually is good teaching for us to learn from. And they were written for our admonition. Upon whom the ends of the age have come, therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Take heed. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 29:1 says, he who is often rebuked hardens his neck. He will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. So what are you saying? Prepare your heart for the end. That is, follow God. Take heed. Don't think that you can do this on your own. You need Christ. You can't save yourself, my friend. And Christian today, walking this walk in this life today, you were never designed to go it alone. These pressures of our lives today, Christ will be there. He will never leave us or forsake us, the Bible says. It's good to remember. And thirdly, it's this, verses 13 to 15, we need to run with our bodies totally committed to Him. This gets kind of fun. Run with our bodies totally committed. Church, listen up. This is the home stretch here now. Did not God do everything that Israel needed in the wilderness for 40 years? Didn't He see them through? In fact, when you study the whole account, the only hostilities that came toward them was when they would not obey God. God says, hey, see these enemies that are coming? Watch this. He would take care of them. When they were walking in disobedience, they got punched. Makes me tremble for my country. So many people today want to fight with God because there's things going on in their lives. They were fighting in the beginning, they're fighting still now, and they're wondering why their life is not blessed by God. Why their world's falling apart. And it's a heartbreak. They wonder why God's not committed to them when they refuse themselves to be committed to God. So their body is a temple for whatever they want to do. We don't have that authority. If we're really believers in God, we don't have that authority. And notice verse 13, we had to bring our body under his control. Can you mark that down? You say, man, I just got to get my body under my control. No, you believe me, you've already tried that. We've already tried that. It doesn't work. No, we want to bring our bodies under his control. Are you talking body, Jack? Like body, body? I'm talking body, body. Our body is, listen, what our body, are you listening? What our body does is what the spirit of us and the soul of us is dictating. Your body's not going, hey, come on. Oh gosh, I don't want to go. Oh my goodness, my hand's taking me somewhere. Where's it taking me? No, your hand goes where it's directed. I want, I need. I don't care about what God wants. I don't care what's good for me according to God. I know what I want and I want it now. I want my money and I want it now. Have you seen that stupid commercial? It makes me sick. It's so sick. That guy opens his window. I want my money and I want it now. You didn't want to just slap the guy and put a diaper on him for crying like that. Besides, it's China's money. It's not your money. Get in your body, our body. Listen, we are to, by the Spirit of God, believer, Corinthian, Californian, we are to present our bodies to God, a living sacrifice. Not dead, alive. God, use me. Lord, send me. Lord, whatever, through me, whatever you want to do. And Paul's passion of 1 Corinthians 9:27 is exactly that. I want to have my body under control. And in chapter 10, verse 13, he says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. One of Satan's great ploys is to get you to think you're the only one going through what you're going through. Guess what? We've all gone through it. And by the way, it may look different on the surface. It's all equal to our level of faith. Your temptation, listen, I'm making this up. I'm not calling anybody out. Bob, your temptation to you is unbearable. And Susie, your temptation to you is unbearable. It's so bad, no one knows how bad, and no one knows how bad I have it. No. No temptation has overtaken us such as is common to every man. Okay? No one can say, well, he doesn't get tempted like I do. Well, first of all, maybe he's not going to Joe's Bar and Grill to get a drink of water. Okay? If that's your problem, don't go to Joe's Bar and Grill to get a drink of water. Use your head. Flee. But understand this, God is greater than the temptations. Temptations are going to come. You will be tempted. You're tempted right now to look at your watch. Don't look. Flee. We're all going to be tempted. It's what you do with it. And listen, the more Jesus in you, the greater the battle against it. But here, let me say, the greater the battle against it, the more common and victorious the victory. When temptation comes, fight. It's common. It's normal. Give your body over to God. Don't yield like that. Satan cannot put something to your head and make you do it. We do it because we get either the flesh, the world, or Satan in agreement with what we want, and we choose that side. The Bible says in Hebrews 2:18, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is also able to aid or comfort those who are being tempted. You ought to memorize that verse. Is that great or what? And then listen, next one, next point, offering your body as a holy instrument to God. Did you know that? Our bodies are to be used by God as a holy instrument. This is fun. You raise your kids and you tell them your body belongs to God. You've been bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Well, what does that mean? Well, you know what? When that guy or that girl says, hey, you know what? Give it up. You say, hey man, I belong to Jesus. Listen, girls, guys, tell that person, hey, you know what? It's prom night. Give it up. Say, I belong to Jesus. This is Jesus's body. You don't have the authority to do that. You belong to the Lord. You belong to him.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Your body's an instrument for God. And we need to take that stand. And it is a noble and great thing to do. It's, by the way, very liberating. And it's a freeing thing. And then finally, this is fun. I like this. Finally, verses 14 to 15. Run with your body away from temptation and toward God. Verse 14 and 15, therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge for yourselves what I say. Check this out. I want to remind you again of Joseph. This guy's amazing. When you read Genesis, the Bible says that Joseph was, first of all, very exotic in that culture. Remember, he's in North Africa now. Joseph's a Hebrew. He's in North Africa now with Pharaoh and his people. And Joseph is working for Potiphar. And the Bible says that Joseph was perfect in appearance and in stature. Do you know what that means? It means the guy was completely ripped. He was totally buff. He had the best of everything. He was just a remarkable specimen of a man. And guess what? Gee, I can probably figure out if that man is so committed to God like Joseph was, what kind of an attack do you think Satan would like to launch against him? Do you think it was some ding-dong chick that Potiphar was married to? You think she was some bozo of a woman? I bet you Potiphar's wife was a real cutie. The Bible says day after day, she would cast longing eyes at Joseph. She wanted him, it says. And one day she engineered the day. She sent her aides and attendants out of the house, and her husband was away. Potiphar was away on a business trip for Pharaoh. And she walks up to Joseph, and she's very subtle. Lie with me, she said. Now look, she says this. She says this, but first she had laid the groundwork, casting longing eyes at him. Oh, Joseph, you're so strong. Can you fetch me that pitcher right there? What is she doing? She's laying it on, man. And then she says, lie with me. Joseph, listen, guys, this is a man of God. Joseph, and I know he had to be thinking, well, pause. Okay, she's hot, she's rich, she's something, and every guy wants a woman who's casting longing eyes and then says, lie with me. You think he didn't have flesh? He had to tell his flesh, hey, wait a minute. You know what? This is wrong. 10 minutes with her will destroy my life forever. Following God now, eternity forever. Amen. Let me see. Potiphar's wife, God. Hello, this is a stupid challenge. If your spirit is in control, if your flesh is in control, your flesh goes, yeah, yeah. And he took off running. She grabbed him by the robe, pulled his robe off, and he's got his fruit of the looms on, his, I don't know what it is. The Bible says he ran naked. Can you imagine? Run, Joseph, run. Can you imagine angels? Go, 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 go in heaven. Remember Jacob? He's a real stinker, Jacob. But remember things were getting kind of rough with Esau, and it's later on in life now. And Jacob, if you watch his life, he's coming to the knowledge of God. You see, well, he's always known God. Yeah, but this time it's getting personal with him. God's getting personal with him. And he's depressed and he's fearful. And he's in the wilderness. Imagine what's going through his head. Wilderness. I'm at the end of my rope. I can't pull anything off right now. I don't have the resources to do a little switcheroony or be the Jacob that I am. And he lays down to go to sleep. He takes a rock, uses it as a pillow, falls asleep. He has a dream. And he sees the heavens open up and he sees God and a ladder comes down out of the sky onto the earth, and he sees angels going up and down. And he wakes up. And he says, I am in the place of God's house, and I didn't even know it. This is amazing. And he builds an altar made out of stones. And that was in the land, that was in the area of Luz. And he says, no longer is this Luz. This is Beth El. Beth, house, El, God, house of God. Jacob says, this is where God is. You know what? It wasn't that it was Beth El. Don't go to Beth El today and say, oh, can you feel God here? That's like people down in Laguna. Do you feel God right here in the sand? Hold this rock. You feel God? He's in the rock. Do you feel it? Look, oh, feel the breeze? It's God. Look. That's not normal. He's the Lord of the whole earth. So check this out. Jacob renames the place Bethel, house of God. Wherever you're at in life, you need to ask God right now, God, show me who you are. And listen to him. Turn off your iPad or your iPod. Get it out of your ears. Turn off the TV. Listen to him. Listen to what he says. Because you see, the Catholic Church, Calvary Chapel, Methodist, Lutheran, I don't care what you are or what you're not. You're not going to get to heaven like that. It's not going to work. Only knowing him, the Bible says, for God sent to us the Lamb of God, the very Passover, John the Baptist proclaimed, he is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. That's who we celebrate at Passover. Look at the screens, you guys. I want to show you something, and then we'll wrap this up. This is a satellite map. See the Dead Sea? Now it's been rotated. Normally it would be north facing up. But Hebrew, you read from right to left, not left to right, right to left. This is not a doctored map. This is from a U.S. website, U.S. government satellite website. Do you see the red? Okay, well, yeah. You saw the red circle a second ago. Do you see there? You see that? That's Bethel. Okay, you say, well, so what? Okay, now you can zoom in. That's not doctored up. You can look at it today. You can Google this. Google Earth. You know what that is? Go ahead and show the final. See that? The Tetragrammaton. Yahweh, Yehovah, Yahshua, the name of God. Amen. Jacob said, I've met God here. This is where he hangs out. No, Jacob, the truth is, it's wherever you're at is where God is at. If you know him, if you don't know him, your life is in pain. But right here, God is sending us a message. Yahweh, Jehovah God, the Bible says that he would send to us Yahshua, the Messiah. Isaiah said, you shall call his name Emmanuel, and he will live among his people. The angel announced, you shall call his name Jesus in Greek, for he shall save his people from their sins. And by the grace of God, you and I are grafted into these promises by faith in Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. And I pray right now, Father, for those that are here, that in their lives they would physically, spiritually, emotionally, in every way, shape, and form, right here, right now, make this decision. Believer, Christian, now to renew a covenant with God that, Lord, you are in this place, and I didn't know it. In the midst of your crises, in the midst of your tribulations, in the midst of your situation, the Lord has always been there. The Lord has always been watching over. And if you don't open your eyes, you're going to miss him. and you'll be a victim of unbelief in the wilderness of life. And don't you die like that. Don't you dare die like that. Well, heads are bowed and eyes are closed today. I'm going to ask you right now, nobody looking around. Maybe for those of you who are here today and you have never known what it is to personally be liberated by the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of David, the God who said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." The God that said, "What is my name? And what is the name of my Son, if you know?" Right now, in your heart, maybe you want to jump up and say, I know, pick me. Well, I tell you what. Well, heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Why don't you raise your hand if that's you today saying, "Jesus, I want you. I want you to come into my life. I want you to be so real to me. I want to have my sins taken away, my guilt removed. I want to know the true and living God, and I want to know eternity with you forever." If that's you today, raise your hand high. I won't belabor this opportunity. God bless you up front, you on the aisle in the back. Back here, God bless you. Anyone else? God bless you right here. Over here to my far right, God bless you. A couple of hands right here. God bless you. If someone, God bless you right here. If there's somebody, you can put your hands down. If someone's right here right now and you, God bless you, someone right now, you know in your heart, you're like, you're screaming inside at yourself. I should do this, but I'm scared. I should do this, but what will people think? I should do this. Listen, God is drawing you right now. He says, "I've loved you with an everlasting love." He says, "It's with loving kindness that I'm drawing you." Will you not make the mistake that they made in the wilderness? Will you not become a victim of unbelief? Will you put your hand up again? Not again. Will you put your hand up if you have not yet put your hand up and you identify with that struggle? You're saying, "Man, that's me right now." Obey God. Listen to him. God bless you. Yeah. Father, thank you for these who are choosing, deciding, as it were, casting their vote for God, for you. I pray, Father, that as they go, even before they reach the end of this building in the back, as they leave to go out into this world, that you'd overwhelm them. As they go today, give them, Father, what most, if not all of us, have already experienced, and that is that amazingly undescribable, gloriously bizarre sense of ownership that you own us now. There's a sense of cuddling under your arms, and at the same time, having never been there, somehow knowing that we're home. Only you can do this. It's a divine, supernatural event. I can't help but think it's not too different than the sense of what the children of Israel felt in the wilderness under your protective care. Let us not, Lord, complain against you and tempt you, but let us yield to you. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called Run, Christian, Run, Part 2. Thanks for being with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called 1 Corinthians. It's a series on the Corinthian church and the Apostle Paul's bold call for purity. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. So today you heard an altar call at the end of the message. And I'd like to let you know that just because it was on the radio, it doesn't make it any less real. If you felt God move in your life today and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, we'd love to know about it, and we'd like to help you out with some resources. Visit jackhibbs.com, and there's a tab there that says Know God, and there you'll be guided through what committing to Jesus Christ really means and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. That's the Know God tab at our website, jackhibbs.com. One more time, jackhibbs.com.
Forgiveness. Some of us want to hear it at times, and some of us don't. The Gift of Forgiveness, the feature offer for May by Dr. Charles Stanley. It's a wonderful book. And friends, listen, honestly, we always have great great resources for you, but this is extra special. And here's the reason why we so much misunderstand the ministry of forgiveness. Please get a copy of this book for yourself. It will change your life, and you might be surprised to find out that forgiveness actually winds up setting you free. Find out more by getting this special May Resource of the Month offer, The Gift of Forgiveness by Dr. Charles Stanley.
The Gift of Forgiveness by Charles Stanley is our gift to you for your generous donation of any amount to the Ministry of Real Life. Go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.